highest one-day total since the start of the pandemic. The state has now become the new national epicenter for the virus, according to accounting, that is, for around one-fifth of all cases in the U.S. Meanwhile, the CDC figures released today show how quickly the number of cases is rising in the Sunshine State. This is SRN News.
If you drive a car, truck, SUV, or vehicle of any kind, you need GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy. That's right. With the free GetUpside gas app, you can get up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you buy gas. Nearly 3 million people have earned cash back with GetUpside just for buying gas.
I always use GetUpside. Some months, I make $200 to $300.
I love getting money back for things I use every day. It's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I hear from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, fresh fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
In the need to grab and go, Sinclair's now offers takeout.
Hey, Shannon, I think it's time we do another commercial for Greenville Foot Care.
Why?
Well, I'm leaving for college and we both have changed so much.
Good point. What do we want to say?
Hey, what are you guys doing?
Oh, we should make Steven do this one. He was just a baby the last time. It's his turn.
Awesome. Let's do this.
Wait, I don't want to do this. I don't even know what to say.
You just have to say Daddy's name and phone number.
And that they should call for an appointment.
And that there's a website now.
But I don't know any of that stuff.
You don't know Daddy's name is Dr. Brian Kelly?
Well, that part I know.
The number is super easy.
Yeah, it's 265-7585.
265-7585?
She just said that.
Okay, what else?
Tell them that your dad, Dr. Brian Kelly, is a foot doctor in Montgomery.
Tell them most insurances are accepted. And if you have a foot problem, call the number or you can now request an appointment on our website.
And the website is?
GreenvilleFootCare.com.
Okay, I think I got this.
I hope so, because we're out of time.
Don't forget to say the line.
Happy feet start here.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
365, 24/7. You'll find road and utility crews, tow trucks, law enforcement, and first responders working along Alabama's roadway.
We're making improvements and helping our communities stay connected.
We're working hard to make sure you're safe on the road. Now we need your help to make sure we're safe too.
Alabama's move over law requires you to move over a lane when you see flashing lights on the roadside. And if you can't safely move over, please slow down.
Visit drivesafealabama.org, brought to you by the Alabama Department of Transportation, Alabama Broadcasters Association, and this station.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASC Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 1.99% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines, a company placing God and family first. Great home time and great benefits with highly competitive pay. Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the intense heat. There could be an evening shower or thunderstorm somewhere, but not many to go around. They'll fade out tonight. Overnight, low temperature 79. Tomorrow, here we go again, headed for the upper 90s for a high temperature. But showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon and evening will be in more generous supply. And then the storms become more numerous on Monday, and Monday's high only 89. That starts to sound pretty good. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. When getting the job done right is job one, you need Kubota construction equipment. From Kubota compact track loaders to the number one selling compact excavator, to do it all and to do it right. See us today, Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
And now, from the plush, dimly lit, and chilly Blue Water Studios located high atop the glorious Budell Building in hysterical Montgomery, Alabama, the capital of dreams. Hey, they printed it on our trash cans. They would never lie to us. Never, never. It's time once again for the River Region's only program dedicated to the seeking of truth, no matter what it uncovers or who it implicates. Yes, dear listener, once again, it's time for Clearing the Air. And as always, I am your intrepid host, an egomaniac with an inferiority complex, a man dealing with a mind and body infested with a progressive bioweapon, the powers that shouldn't be called, mistakenly called Morgellons disease. Welcome to the program. My name is Terry Adams. Normally at this time I would read A Man Destined Never to Host a Daytime Program, but I can't do that anymore because, as you know, I was allowed to host Greg's show for one day last week. So, anyway. Welcome to tonight's continuing saga of the end of the American Republic special edition of Clearing the Air. But before we take off on all this stuff, let me give you my disclaimer. Please do not believe a single word you hear out of your radio from now until 10 o'clock. Not a single word, because you have to learn to do your own research, come to your own conclusions as to what's really happening. Remember, something freely given to you will never be as valuable as something you have to work, sweat, and toil to attain. Also, the way you perceive things is your reality. Perception management, and the powers that shouldn't be are masters at perception management. Just remember that. So welcome, fellow Plandemians, to Clearing the Air. If you're a new listener, I highly advise you to go to the official WACV website, click on Insider, and then Podcast. That way you can go back and listen to 7 years' worth of Clearing the Air programs. I would guess there's 360 or so programs out there. That's the best way to get up to speed about what's really going on. Now, in there, this studio, and I'm assuming it'll be the same if and when we move to the new studio, we do breaks every 15 minutes, the longer 5-minute break at the top and bottom of the hour, the shorter 3-minute break at quarter after and quarter till. So be cognizant of that should you call when we open the phones up at 8 o'clock, because if it's not within that time frame, it doesn't make it to the podcast, and we want everything on the podcast. All right, it's good to be back behind the microphone yet again. I saw a headline earlier, bombshell, and I'm so sick of seeing the word bombshell. Bombshell report. Tucker Carlson just exposed what the government is doing to all of us, and I quote Tucker here, "We are at war." You think? I told you this years ago. They have unofficially declared war on the American patriot. How many times have we covered this on this program? Don't you get it? What amazes me is how some people reluctantly admit that I'm right about what I've been warning all these years, but these same people refuse to entertain the latest truths that I'm trying to get out there. I don't understand that. I was right then. Why would I not be right now? But Tucker's right, and I'm right. The feds have unofficially declared war on us. You know, they've even told us how they're going to take us out. So many times I've mentioned this, the NASA war document on stopthecrime.net. In case you don't know, that is a year 2000 United States Air Force presentation that speaks of future warfare and how nanotechnology-derived weapons are going to be used against us. Now, we're talking in their own language. They say no pixie dust, which to me means everything in that document is technology they have right now. It's not stuff they think they're going to have. This is legitimate, bona fide stuff they have right now. And this was 21 years ago, folks. That one document talks about nanobots pre-programmed for biological missions. Now, what does that mean to you? Pre-programmed for biological missions. I tell you what that means. It means when they aerosol them and they drop them from up in the troposphere and it works its way down, when you breathe them in, they immediately get to your bloodstream and they do what they're programmed to do. Build things inside of us. Not good things at all. Anyway, all of that's in that one document. But see, one of the major rules in this big war that's going on, and it's a spiritual war, it's been going on for a very long time, is free will. In other words, we cannot be coerced or tricked into this. We have to have an understanding of what we're doing, but most importantly, we have to be able to see where we're headed. And they use the entertainment. They use TV. They use movies. They use all this to show us the truth. They just label it entertainment. But in this case, they show us. It's right there in that document. All you have to do is look. But of course, nobody cares. It just blows my mind. But we're going to talk about all this tonight. And as usual, I want to get into the relatively small events or details that at the time they were brought, they seemed innocent. But when you look at where we are right now and you start stacking these things up, you start to see a pattern. You start to see that this was all designed to take us exactly where we are right now. But before we dive headlong into that abyss, did you see the clip where the tapioca bowl of pudding's handlers, he's up at the lectern, they slip him a note. And the content of the note being, there's something on your chin. The tapioca bowl of pudding reads the note, wipes his chin, then he opens his hand that he just wiped his face with, presumably to view whatever it was that was on his face, and then he eats it out of his hand. I was stunned when I saw this. So we could speculate all day on what it was that was on his face. Who knows? Maybe he's a booger eater. I don't know. No idea. But at the minimum, that's disgusting. Then again, look at what you're dealing with. 47 years in the machine in D.C. And what does he have to show for it? Not much. Lives in a box in the basement, and they wake him up and jab him with God knows what cocktail to get him where he's cognizant enough to get him upstairs where he can speak, I suppose. He's in trouble. He's got some serious freaking issues. Seriously. Before we hit this break, I want to thank Mr. Rick Peters for allowing me to do this every Saturday night, and thank you for allowing me to fill in for Greg. I really appreciate that. We ate at Must Stop this week. Love Must Stop Cafe. If you've never eaten there, if you love meat and threes, that doesn't get any better than this place. Nothing's out of a can. Everything's fresh. Just really, really good food. It's 231 going towards Wetumpka. It's on the left, just past Riverbank, and that little strip mall on the left. So check that out. I had a bad experience at one of my favorite places to stop when I go up to see my mom, and I went up and hung out with her for, let me just put it that way, hung out with her for a while. In Wallsboro, there's a barbecue place. I love to stop and get there. I usually pick up two sandwiches for mom and I. Well, I stopped Friday. I actually had mom in the car. We had to go get a faucet assembly to fix some issue she had at her house, and we stopped and went in and ordered two sandwiches. They were packed. And I don't know if the girl that took my order was new. I don't know if she didn't know what the right thing to do with the ticket. But I sat there for 35 minutes as people came and went, got their food, paid, left. 35 minutes and never got my food, so I just left, which is what I tend to do. And I hope that was just one of those things that happens. I mean, it happens. But I didn't like that. I don't like waiting like that. That's not right. Anyway, welcome to Clearing the Air. We're going to hit this 3-minute intro break, and then we'll be back and get into it. There's no telling. I'll be back.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be 4 times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Protect your home with landscape and security lighting from our licensed and trusted electricians. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Can we stop for just a moment? At Guardian Credit Union, we know life happens. It can be difficult, exhausting, and sometimes scary. We want you to know that we're here for you. Our friendly team at Guardian truly cares and is ready to listen to your needs, and most importantly, are genuinely ready to help. Connect with us at myguardiancu.com or call us at 334-244-9999. Federally insured by NCUA.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. So far this year, over 3,900 homes have sold and closed, which is over 600 homes closing every month. The average sales price was over $221,000. Many home buyers were in the first home homebuyer price range, which means that first home homebuyers are out in force, and that is a good thing for buyers, sellers, and the economy. Our supply of homes is very low, and this generates multiple offers and offers above asking price, which is good news for sellers. Recently, some of our landlords have chosen to sell, and we've received acceptable offers in hours versus days. Our company is growing as a result of our market. We are looking for new agents and a bookkeeper to keep up with our growing sales, listings, and property management clients. For all the updated information, call the Goodson Group at 551-0225. That's 551-0225. Or email me personally at bogoodson@charter.net.
The Biscuits are back, making fresh memories for the 2021 season. Come bake them at Riverwalk Stadium with fun for all ages. Experience the baseball, food, giveaways, Max fireworks, and more. Visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, transfer funds, manage your card, deposit checks, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
I came to bring you the news, and this is the way my song goes. Everything must be done down here on the county farm to make me want to go. Everything must be done down on the county farm. Sleeping here behind a wall, I'm being treated just like a dog. It makes me want to go.
The great John Mayall, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the program. I am your host, Terry Adams. You know, my strange insomnia has me up at all hours of the night and in the morning taking pictures of the trees, skies, various things, you know, around the world I live in, the little neighborhood. The thing is, though, it's not just my neighborhood that I'm seeing all these strange anomalies, folks. It's everywhere. I've been very fortunate at Adams Motorsports. We've been very fortunate to win trips to Hawaii and Atlantis, the resort down in the Caribbean. We've been everywhere. We've been all over the United States. We've been to Europe a few times. I always take my night vision with me, and I always have my Galaxy 3 that I can invert colors. And I'm seeing these things everywhere. I'm capturing these very same plant-dwelling things in the trees. I catch the same things I see at Opryland Hotel in Tennessee. I see in the pine trees at the various rest stops all the way up I-65. I see them everywhere, and I don't know what they are. All I know is that they're hidden in plain sight, that you can look and not see, but once you invert the colors, boom, what suddenly was just a bright white spot suddenly takes shape as something that looks like a reptile. Some have long looping necks, some don't. Some you can easily see their pupils. I captured some a few years ago that had pupils that looked like Mercedes-Benz logos, but upside down. bizarre. But what amazes me is that my YouTube channel, which is not monetized, I don't think it's fair to do that, is followed by people all over the world. People actually request some of the images. They use them for research. I've sent some to Australia, quite a few to Australia. It's all over the world. But here, no one takes it seriously, which is just bizarre. Now, honestly, when I think how far-fetched massive reptilian creatures growing in and out of the trees sound, I think back to Scripture, where we are told that men will faint from what has come upon the earth. Think about that. I think about that a lot, I got to tell you, because something is going on. All right. Something happened to me this past week, and while I honestly don't expect most of you to understand where I'm coming from, I still feel the need to share it. You know, last week, for the first time ever, I was allowed to guest host for Greg on the Happy Hour program. That was something that I'd wanted to do for a very long time, so being asked was wonderful. However, actually hosting the daytime program was totally different altogether. Everything is different from what I'm used to on this gig, from how the ads are set up to the minimal amount of talking time allowed on the way his is set up. It's not different. It's not worse as far as just being worse. It's just different, you know? I wasn't comfortable at all. And part of it is the notion that I've always felt like I'm on a mission to awaken the people to what's really going on, and my record speaks for itself. I'm usually right, rarely wrong, but as hokey as it may sound to you, I honestly, no kidding, believe that the Holy Spirit is behind clearing the air and all the information that I try to impart to you, my listening audience. And I can tell you this, time is short. And my entertaining the masses is not what is needed right now. My enlightening the masses is what's required. The satisfying thing is that it would now appear that my radio, and I'm going to use 84 air quotes here, talent, such as it is being recognized, and they want to put my picture on the wall here at the station, and I hate having my picture taken, especially now. I prefer a low-key approach to life, as one tends to live longer that way. So it all comes down to this. Saturday nights are mine and mine alone. All the others can have their Monday through Friday, all the paying gigs. I don't want any part of that. I can't go back to just being funny and entertaining. There's too much at stake. And I think that keeping clearing the air as it is, when it is the best thing that we can do. Maybe my adding a podcast or two during the week will help the message get out there. I don't know, but I hope so. Believe it or not, there was a time in my life where I was very entertaining. I was funny, quick-witted, and seemingly happy. But those times are no longer here. Speaking of that, something happened this past week that really had me seething. Now, I've made no secret of the fact that I'm a recovering addict, alcoholic, however you want to put it. But to assist with the opiate withdrawal, I was prescribed a drug that counters the effect of the opiates. This drug is prescribed to me, by a physician here in town. It's just an 8 milligrams little pill I put under my tongue in the mornings. Initially, I was taking 24 milligrams. I'm down to 8. I'm trying to wean myself off of them. But every morning, I take one and with my orange juice. They taste nasty, but you do what you have to do, right? Well, you know, apparently it works because I've been sober since April 28th, 2009. So anyway, my monthly appointment came up Wednesday a week ago, so I hopped in the little Turbo Miata and I went to the doctor's office. Girl behind the counter explained how she tried to call me to tell me that something came up with the good doctor. They would have to push my appointment to the next week. Same bat time, same bat day, just a week later. Cool. And then I remembered the prescription. What about my prescription? Well, I didn't have enough pills to get me to the next week, so she assured me she'd call a week's worth in to my usual drugstore, which I'm not going to name. So I'd have enough until I saw the doc a week later. No problem. That was on Wednesday. Now, because I've been trying to wean myself off these things, I've been sticking some back. So when the time comes, which is quickly approaching, where I'm no longer allowed to get prescriptions because of my unvaccinated status, I'm putting some back so I'll have some available to me to help wean myself off this stuff. Now, these things are terribly addictive. The longest I've gone without one's 3 days, and I wanted to die. I don't recommend it. So the next day, of course, it was Thursday, and I happened to be out by the drugstore, but it just so happened it was early in the morning. They hadn't opened yet, so that's cool. Anyway, it took till Friday to a little short mean woman. She said she'd go by and pick them up. Well, she goes by there. They don't have a prescription for me. It's Friday. The doctor's office is closed, just like they were closed the next day and the next day. I had to leave message, never got a call back. If I had not had the ones that I've stuck back, I don't know what I would have done. I would have been bouncing off the walls. So Monday, when I finally got to the doctor's office, I was told that they did call it in. But they were telling me that this particular pharmacy did not take call-ins. Well, little did she know that I had stopped by that pharmacy on the way there and talked to them, and they said, no, we never got a call from them, and of course we fill them when they call. I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy about, number one, I feel like I was being lied to, and I didn't like that at all. And number two, why did somebody not call me and tell me the prescription didn't go through, if that's what happened? But I believe she just forgot to call it in. And it would be different if it were something for blood pressure or something like this. But, you know. Anyway, I finally got, like I said, Monday, and I got her to call. So I go to pick up at another pharmacy that I use, the local one closest to me. And she had called me in 3 pills to get me to that for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So what about the other 4 that I had to use of my own emergency stash? I'm never going to see those again. They're gone. So anyway, I hate having to depend on doctors. I hate having to depend on pharmacies. My goal is to be completely off of everything. I've managed to get myself off blood pressure medicine. I don't take anything anymore except this. I'm going to stop taking these. I am going to wean myself off these. But anyway, I feel like I had to say that because it was really, really upset me. And I know this was a long story. Most of you don't have a clue about addiction and drugs and recovery and maintenance and all that crap. It's not a world that I would recommend you visit, much less live in. And I have been planning my escape from that world for quite a while, and perhaps this was yet another signal that it is indeed time to get my bags and get the heck out of there. But this chemical is so strong that in order to come off of it, you must decrease the dosage 1 milligram at a time. So go from 8 to 7 for like 6 months. Then once you're okay with that, go down to 6. We're talking years to come off this. And I wish I was kidding, but I'm not. I don't think it's as bad as methadone, which, of course, the government government keeps up with everyone that's at methadone clinics. It's not as bad as that. Coming off methadone is like coming off heroin, they say, but it's pretty bad. But anyway, that being said, tonight I want to talk a little bit about, well, I want to talk about what's going on. I want to talk about the things they did to get us to this point, and they're so obvious right now, to me, anyway. If you've ever read the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy, I highly recommend that book. A lot of people accuse me of being a conspiracy theorist, and I submit to you that I'm not a conspiracy theorist. I'm not. I only read that book probably 3 years ago because it was stuck back in a bunch of books at our old house on Tullis Drive, and it was stuck back in the garage, and I found it. First time I'd ever seen it. I'm a truther. With everything I've gone through, I feel like God's pushing me to get this information out there to all of you because it is so important that you guys know what's going on. I posted something on Facebook yesterday. I was on my way to the shop to piddle with Joey's car a little bit and to feed Cosmo, our shop cat. And there at the corner of Ware's Ferry and, I guess, Twain Curve are these kids on their four-wheelers and dirt bikes. It's the same ones that tear ass up and down Ware's Ferry Road and all points nearby with no fear of being apprehended by the authorities. It's unreal. Do you know why they have no fear of the authorities? I say this all the time. I tell people this, and they just look at me. I don't know if they don't get it, if they don't believe me, but under the Barack Hussein Antichrist Obama administration, his attorney general, Eric Holder, the federal government pays a stipend to municipalities that lower their juvenile crime rate. So let me ask you a question, Mr. and Mrs. Listener. What's the easiest way to lower your juvenile minority crime rate? You don't arrest them. Evidently, the kids have picked up on this because they have no fear whatsoever. Now, I found this little ditty out from another researcher down in Florida who was trying to figure out why they could go to this kid Cruz's house, the one that shot up the school down there purportedly, how they could visit his house 18 times but never arrest him. Well, he dug deep and he found out about this stipend from the feds. Folks, they are purposely using our own money against us to destroy this country. Keep that in mind as we hit this first big break. This is Clearing the Air. Hold your calls till 8, and I'll be back in 5 minutes. I hope.
Hi, this is Dan with Dan Black Studios. Now is a great time to transfer your home videos during our July 50% off special. Whether you want a DVD or digital file, call us today at Dan Black Studios. We've been providing professional video services for over 35 years, and all work is done right here in our facility in Montgomery. Unlike those stores that ship them off to who knows where. Dan Black Studios, 279-6036 or danblackstudios.net. Don't forget about our July 50% off special.
Hello, everybody. This is Doug Singleton. As Bernie has continued to expand across the Southeast, we have changed our name to Xerox Business Systems. When people hear Bernie or Xerox, they think of copy machines or printing services. That is for good reason, as we have been the leader in the Montgomery market for the past 60-plus years. But did you know that Xerox has been in the IT service business for over 30 years? Xerox has a breadth of services and expertise to support your organization, regardless of size. Our dedicated managed IT service team supports our clients with personalized service to keep your network accessible, efficient, and secure. We can also provide physical security through a cloud-based security camera and access solution that provides a web-based platform to make management simple and scalable. We also have the highest level of partnership with Cisco, HP, Dell, Lenovo, and many more. Give me a call at 201-0199, 201-0199.
Have you ever left your doctor's office really sick with your head hurting and your stomach hurting and gone to one of those chain pharmacy stores to be told that it's going to be a couple of hours before they can have your prescription ready and then suggest that you grab a buggy and shop? Grab a buggy and shop? Really? Who feels like shopping when you're sick? It seems to me like they're more interested in selling the overpriced stuff in the store than taking care of their pharmacy customers. Wouldn't you like to find a pharmacy that cares about you?
Folks, I know this sounds silly, but it happens all the time. This is James Jones with Jones Drugs, with locations in Prattville, Greenville, Millbrook, Montgomery, and now in Phenix City. We're dedicated to the idea that quality pharmacy care means prompt prescriptions and the personal care and attention you deserve. We will normally have your prescription filled in 14 minutes or less. At our local hometown pharmacies, we like to think of ourselves as part of your health care team and not just a pill store. We are local folks and proud to serve the local areas. Come see us.
Hey, we've all spent a lot of time at home lately, but it's time to get out. Zaza, Sirius Italian, is open for dine-in. Everything is sanitized, the tables have been spread out, and the alfresco dining has been expanded. It's time to get back to your favorite Italian restaurant, Zaza, in the alley downtown. You can still get either of Zaza's two famous family meals or anything on the menu for takeout. Brunch begins at 11 on Sundays with bottomless mimosas. Open for dinner Tuesday through Sunday, 495-7292 for reservations or takeout. Zaza, Sirius Italian.
It's been such a crazy day. Traffic on I-65 is nuts. I've still got to pick up the kids. I am just ready to be home. Wait a minute. It's Wednesday. Southern Bells came today. Today is my favorite day of the week.
With all the busyness of daily life, wouldn't it be nice to come home to a clean house with fresh sheets on your bed? For years, Southern Bells Cleaning Service has been earning the trust of the River Region. Call Southern Bells today at 546-0715 or follow them on Facebook at Southern Bells Cleaning River Region.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We are not done with the intense heat. There could be an evening shower or thunderstorm somewhere, but not many to go around. They'll fade out tonight. Overnight, low temperature 79. Tomorrow, here we go again, headed for the upper 90s for a high temperature. But showers and thunderstorms on Sunday afternoon and evening will be in more generous supply. And then the storms become more numerous on Monday, and Monday's high only 89. That starts to sound pretty good. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you tired of renting instead of building equity in your home? ASE Credit Union can help. With historic low rates and an easy approval process, your dream of owning a new home can be a reality. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS number 420259.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air, a little Southern culture on the skids. Honest, it's the name of the band, really. Out of North Carolina, good band.
Well, if I can get my mouse to cooperate, I have the hardest time.
Can't see the cursors. It's heck getting old. Okay. Told you about the program that the feds have to reward, as it were, municipalities for lowering the juvenile minority crime rate. Well, a few months ago, one of my techs was driving, test driving a customer side by side because sometimes customers will complain about a noise or something it makes at a certain speed. We have nowhere to take them up to speed, so they go down Hackle, and there's a little cul-de-sac, the road that goes to the post office. If you go to the south side of that, it's a little cul-de-sac with a couple of businesses there. So he's taking it down to that cul-de-sac, and a grumpy owner of one of those businesses in that area called the cops. So we were warned by the police that if they catch us driving a side-by-side on a public street, they would write us a ticket for every non-DOT violation. Then they would impound the vehicle. So I'm thinking maybe I should hire kids to do our test rides. But in all seriousness, maybe it's because of what I went through as a kid at the hands of bullies, but I have a very developed sense of fair play. If you think you're going to do all these things to me or my guys while these kids have carte blanche, do whatever in the hell they want, you're wrong, because I will take this as far as it can be taken if it comes to it. Anyone who knows me, they know how stubborn I can be. I will not stop. I will not quit. I will do any and everything I have to do. And the thing is, everything that you do to try to stop me is simply fuel that keeps me going. But how dare they allow these kids to do whatever in the hell they want, but then they're going to go after business owners? I'm sorry, that's not right. That's wrong on so many levels, I don't even know where to start. But then again, look at where we are right now. This is par for the course, as they say. Anyway, I want to revisit for a minute the curious lack of military action on the morning of September 11, 2001. You remember what happened that day, right? Well, that morning, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Richard Myers, was having a routine meeting on Capitol Hill with Senator Max Cleland. While they chatted away, a hijacked jet plowed into the World Trade Center's North Tower, purportedly. Another one hit the South Tower, and a third one into the Pentagon, and still they went on with their meeting. When they came out, Myers recounted to American Forces Radio and TV service, someone said the Pentagon had been hit. Now, Myers claims no one bothered to tell him about any of this while he was having his meeting with Max Cleland. Meanwhile, down in Florida, just as President W. Bush was about to leave his hotel, he was told about the attack on the first World Trade Center tower. He was asked by a reporter if he knew what was going on in New York. He said that he did. Matter of fact, he said more than that. He said that him and his staff watched the plane plow into the tower. Interesting. They watched the plane. How did they do that? There was only one clip of the first plane, the first strike, and that was by the Nade brothers doing a documentary on the fire department. They just happened to pan up and catch it. That tells me that they knew this was going to happen, and they had stuff set up to catch it, capture it on film. They knew because they were part of it. But the thing is, there was no urgency, and why should there be? Who could have possibly realized then the nature of the events of that day and where it would take us? Besides, the hijackers had switched off the transponder, so how could anybody know what was really going on? Passenger jet hijacks are not uncommon, and the U.S. government has prepared very detailed plans on how to handle these. However, on September 11th, the plans were ignored in their entirety. According to the New York Times, the controllers, air traffic controllers, knew at 8:20 that American Airlines Flight 11 from Boston to L.A. had been hijacked. When the first news report was made at 8:48 that a plane might have hit the World Trade Center, they knew it was Flight 11. There was little ambiguity on the matter. The pilot had pushed a button on the aircraft yoke that allowed controllers to hear the hijackers giving orders. Here are the FAA regulations concerning hijackings. The FAA hijack coordinator on duty at Washington headquarters will request the military to provide an escort aircraft for a confirmed hijacked aircraft. This escort service will be requested by the FAA hijack coordinator by direct contact with the National Military Command Center. And wouldn't you know it, it's an acronym, NMCC. Here are the instructions issued by the chairman of the Joint Chiefs on June 1st. In the event of a hijacking, the NMCC will be notified by the most expeditious means by the FAA. Then they will forward requests for DOD assistance to the Secretary of Defense for approval. See, they changed it. As I have told you, They changed the rules of engagement so that there's only one person, one man could give the shoot down orders. And that one man was Donald Rumsfeld. And as I have also told you, he was nowhere to be found that morning. When they needed him, when they needed the okay to shoot these things down before they caused imminent loss of life, they couldn't, because they couldn't find Rumsfeld. In addition, as Vice President Cheney explained on Meet the Press on September 16th, only the president has the authority to order the shooting down of a civilian airliner. That is not true. That flies in the face of the change of the procedure done earlier that year. See, it was June, July, August, 3 months before this attack, they changed the orders. See, we're supposed to scramble military aircraft the morning a hijacking is confirmed. So Meyer's revelation to the Senate Armed Service Committee on September 13th that no fighter planes had been launched until after the Pentagon was hit was a little surprising. Dan Rather asked, these hijacked aircraft were in the air for quite a while. Why didn't the Pentagon have the kind of protection where they can get a fighter interceptor aircraft up in the air? And if someone is going to plow an aircraft into the Pentagon, that we have at least some line of defense. Good question, Dan. Clearly, they needed a better story and better alibi. And on the morning of September 14th, CBS launched that by revealing that the FAA had indeed alerted U.S. Air Defense of a possible hijacking at 8:38 a.m. on Tuesday. That 6 minutes later, two F-15s received a scramble order at Otis National Guard Base at Cape Cod. By 8:56, they were racing towards New York. Unfortunately, they were still 70 miles away when the second jet hit the South Tower. Meanwhile, at 9:30, three F-16s were launched from Langley, 150 miles south of Washington. But 7 minutes later, 9:37 a.m., Flight 77 hit the Pentagon. The F-16s arrived in Washington just before 10 o'clock a.m. This story, which has now become the, quote, 84 official version, raises more questions than it answers. F-15s can travel at speeds of 1,875 miles an hour, while the 16s can travel at 1,500 miles per hour. If it took the F-16s half an hour to cover 150 miles, they could not have been traveling at more than 300 miles per hour, or 20% of their capabilities. Why would they do that? Boeing 767s and 757s have cruising speeds of 530 miles an hour. Talk about a lack of urgency. Assuming Otis Air National Guard Base is about 180 miles away from Manhattan, it should have taken the F-15s 6 minutes to get there. Moreover, since D.C. is a little more than 200 miles from New York, the two F-15s would have had time to get to D.C., intercept Flight 77, and grab breakfast along the way. Ah, but of course, the transponders were turned off, so no one knew where the planes were. They couldn't keep track of them. If it were true that the moment a transponder is turned off, a plane becomes invisible, there would be no defense against enemy aircraft. Do you think they're really going to fly over here in their fighter planes with the red stars on them and have the transponders turned on? Normal radar echo return from the metal surface of an aircraft will still identify it on the radar scope. That's the way it's always worked. But fortunately, we still have the first-rate establishment media to make sure that we retain confidence in our government to know that they would never do anything to harm us. Unbelievable. That article, by the way, is at a great website called Global Research. One word, Global Research. Great website. I go there quite a bit and get a lot of stuff from there. I don't know, 9/11 just... it's impossible. The official story is impossible. High-rise steel frame buildings do not collapse from fire. Plus, these buildings had been built to withstand impacts from airplanes bigger and heavier than what actually purportedly hit them. There is so much wrong with this story. The fact that the buildings fell at almost free fall speed, except Building 7, it exceeded free fall speed initially, which... ask anybody, and they will tell you that is impossible unless there were explosives used to take out the everything beneath it. They blew up Building 7. We got the owner admitting it. Got him on tape admitting it. But nobody seems to notice. Nobody seems to care. What about the people who made a fortune off the put options on American Airlines that day? We were told, well, it's really of no significance, so we really don't need to investigate that. Well, it's my damn money you illegally took from me through taxes. I want you to investigate it. I want to know who had prior knowledge of these attacks, besides Giuliani and some of the other ones. I'd really like to know, because it's of great importance. Sorry. I'll be back in 3 minutes.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
I'm so ready to get back to the way it used to be over a year ago.
Me too. I know that Adams Drugs is still my pharmacy choice. Always has been and always will be. I'm not going to be forced to use mail order or another pharmacy by our insurance company.
Yes, that's for sure. I went in to get my prescriptions filled and it was very refreshing to feel like I was the only person in the store. They gave me their undivided attention and made sure I didn't have any questions about my medications. You just don't see that kind of service anymore.
We don't have to worry about a new normal when it comes to our service from Adams Drugs. They've always been prompt and reliable and had excellent customer service too. We can even get our prescriptions delivered if we can't get to the store on time.
I like it when they call and remind me of a prescription that's ready for refill, or when the doctor has called one in for me. They even call me and wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they definitely go the extra mile. Always have and always will.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Visit AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
What's that?
It's an invading army.
An army?
Yes, an army of worms. And they're everywhere. It looks like the grass is moving. They're taking over.
I'll get my guns.
No, save your ammo and go to Prattville Farm Center. They have what you need to annihilate them and reclaim your yard. Prattville Farm Center can help with years of experience and innovative products like their own Turf Strong fertilizer. Call Prattville Farm Center at 365-5400 and make your grass great again.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
If you can picture it, you can do it. And ASC Credit Union can help. With low rates and an easy approval process, a home equity loan from ASC Credit Union is the smart way to borrow. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASC. Equal opportunity lender, NMLS number 420259.
Hey, welcome back to the program. Kamala Harris, the whore of Babylon, purportedly our vice president, which I don't recognize her such because she did not legitimately be elected, in my opinion. Let me give you some comments from her regarding the VA facilities. And I quote, "The United States government cannot continue to pay for the every need of what has become a special class of citizen. Veterans are equal to us, not better than us. Veterans Affairs coddles them. It creates a dependency upon us, which is not doing these former soldiers any good. They need to learn to live on their own two feet and be responsible adults. The easiest way to assist them on this journey is to cut them off. Within these next 4 years, we will be shuttering the VA, taking away soldier welfare. The money saved will go to better use in assisting refugee families. These poor folks seek asylum with us and need a boost, and it's our responsibility as a nation to provide that. So here's a message to soldier boys. Get a job." That was purportedly from our vice president. Now, this has been fact-checked. It is legitimate. It is real. You believe this? Yeah, I guess. You know, everything they're doing is made to just enrage us and push us and push us and push us. And I'm wondering if we're ever going to hit that point to where we stop, where we stop them and go, you know, we've had enough. We're not taking this anymore. We better reach that point really, really quickly or we're going to be in big trouble. You know, tonight I kind of want to try to dispel any of those. Terry, these are just conspiracy theories you're spreading out there on that internet. I want to dispel these rumors because there are no theories or conjectures involved in the things I talk about. They are now blatantly telling us what they aim to do, whether we like it or not, just like she's talking about the VA as she's going to shut it down. Of course they hate the American soldier, because the American soldier typically fights against people with her mindset, because she's a Marxist, a socialist, a communist, a whore. Anyway, I had hoped to get enough people engaged so we could reach critical mass, maybe slow this thing down for the benefit of mankind, but it's now rather obvious that that's not going to happen. Now, whether you choose to believe it or not, you, Mr. and Mrs. Lister, are engaged. The only question is, are you choosing to be engaged, or are you engaged by default? Because look, folks, you no longer have any choice. This thing has begun and it cannot be stopped. The America we all know and love is gone, and it's not coming back. And I know that's hard for many of you to grasp, and you're going to call me names and say, well, I'm praying to God, da-da-da-da-da. America has been taken from us, and this was an inside job. You know, I'm reminded of all the young kids holding up the 9/11 was an inside job placards. You damn right it was. And it served a purpose for the globalists, because it was America's version of the German Reichstag fire. And when I hear others berate those 19 radical Muslims for hijacking those airliners back on September 11, 2001, I just shake my head. You just don't get it, do you? And I think to myself, I suppose you believe they accomplished this remarkable feat with plastic box cutters, too. Everything you were told, you believe, right? Watching and believing the mainstream news is like sitting in front of the TV and watching an old black and white Alfred Hitchcock Presents. Yeah, it's kind of cool. It keeps you in suspense. And there are characters on there that you're somewhat familiar with. And it always ends up that the good guy will win over the bad guy. Well, guess what? This isn't going to end like that. This is fourth generational warfare. No bombs, no soldiers, no bombs at least in a conventional sense. See, our, and I'm talking about Christians here, our God, okay? Our God has put the truth out there. And I like to think that I drop truth bombs from time to time, and some are hitting the target, and I guess some are not. It just depends. See, the enemy has created provisions for stopping these truth bombs by using their algorithms on social media pages to prevent them from exploding, metaphorically speaking, which is really why this show exists, because talk radio is the last bastion of real freedom and truth in America. That's all we got left. So tonight, if I may, I would like to review a few things, pertinent things that happened along the way to this year 2021 that got us in the predicament which we now find ourselves. See, I don't believe in coincidences, so I see each of the following acts as deliberate measures done by the enemy with the intent on leading us to this great reset, or formerly known as the New World Order. Every president since John Fitzgerald Kennedy, they've done their part to initiate the drastic change to the world's pecking order, most importantly of which is the weakening and the ultimate destruction of America, this constitutional pre-republic, which we all know and love. And yes, those presidents do include Ronald, go ahead, make my day, Reagan. Let's jump back to January 6th. We all know what happened in D.C., and then patriots thought they were going to D.C. to peaceably assemble and show the lawmakers that there's strength in numbers, and there are millions upon millions of us out here. But as we know now, they were prepared for this. At the very beginning of this event, we find a member of the agency and his militia group, which, by the way, is the largest militia group in this country, leading the protests and guiding the protesters in cooperation with the Capitol Guards and other lawmakers, both local and federal, or law enforcers, I should say. Folks, we were set up. They used this show of a United Patriot Front, and they turned it into an insurrection. At least enough of one for the cameras of the Democrats and globalists to be able to call it that and use their most powerful weapon, the media, to turn it against us. Think about this. We know that we were infiltrated, no question. But what if the entire thing was a product of the agency or some other bureau from the very beginning? You talk about being set up. That is the epitome of being set up. Well, at least now we know that Oath Keepers has been infiltrated by the feds. Hell, it was started by an agent. It was created by the federal government. It's being run by the federal government. And most importantly, it's being controlled by a federal agent of the federal government. Let that sink in for a minute. America's largest armed group of patriots,
our largest patriotic militia is not ours at all. How did we get here? This began with a program called COINTELPRO back in 1956. Here's what WikiLeaks says about it. COINTELPRO, abbreviation derived from counterintelligence program from 1956, purportedly ended in 71, and I submit to you it did not end, was a series of covert and illegal projects conducted by the United States Federal Bureau of Investigation aimed at surveilling, infiltrating, discrediting, and disrupting domestic American political organizations. They knew this was coming, and they were well prepared for it. As far as our side, not so much. Yeah, we've had whistleblowers that tried to warn us, tried to tell us of a government growing out of our control, but few people listened. Or if they did, they would always say, that can never happen in America. We have checks and balances in place that makes that scenario impossible. Well, guess what? It is happening. And the enemy simply drove around the checks and balances, which reminds me of the French Maginot Line in World War II. For those not a student of World War II, France built this very impressive-looking series of concrete fortifications in anticipation of the coming German invasion. Of course, they knew this was going to happen. The problem was it ended at their borders, and they didn't bother building anything at the Ardennes Forest, thinking it was too difficult for the Germans to take their artillery through. So how did that work out? Not too well. When Hitler and his Nazi generals began their assault, they did not play nicely and go right to the Maginot Line at its most strengthened positions. It sought out its weakest part, like the part that didn't go through the Ardennes Forest, and that's where they went. My point here is that we are never to rely so heavily on something made by man. We ought never depend on man to make things to save us, because ultimately man will let us down. The French believed, wrongfully, that this masterpiece of mankind's ingenuity would stop the Nazis cold, so they didn't need to worry about it. Before you knew it, the Nazis had taken over their country. And another big lie that people tell themselves is that our government would never do anything purposely to harm her citizens. You have to understand this is no longer the of, by, and for the people government that our founding fathers created for us. It has all been changed. And we need not rely on any document to save us. Please understand that. Besides the screaming from the so-called conspiracy theorists, not much was said as America marched forward to where we find ourselves today, a police state. But ponder the following actions and tell me whether you believe they were all just coincidences or specifically adopted laws or edicts set to direct this republic towards where we are right now. Number one, I'm putting the Council on Foreign Relations. It was established as an American-based global control headquarters. Hillary Clinton infamously said before her failed presidential bid that she was happy that they were located so close to the White House because she wouldn't have to walk so far to get her instructions. Because, see, the CFR controls administrations. It controls presidents. It uses them and their administrations to help them usher in the global reset, the New World Order, and the demise of the constitutional republic, which we all live in, we call America. They want it abolished. I believe they should abolish the CFR and all of its members should be tried for treason, although that will never happen. Now, we owe the totally controlled and treasonous mainstream media, we owe that to Bill Clinton because he eliminated the anti-monopoly laws that once governed all FCC licensed stations, both TV and radio. See, they did not want the same opinion within a certain 100 miles. You couldn't have two stations saying the same thing. They wanted differing opinions and let the people make up their minds. Well, in case you haven't noticed, that's no longer the case. They did away with that, and now there's one opinion. One. Thank you, Bill Clinton. Well, he just did as he was told, just like they all do. Because if you really think that we American citizens really elect our presidents, oh, my God, you are so naive. It doesn't work that way. It's all about money, power, and who they select, not who we elect. And I hate to tell you, but it's true. Somewhere along the way, the medical mafia exerted their influence, giving the CDC incredible power to decide if something is a bona fide medical